Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is your boy Dylan Brooks, back at it again with another Daily Stoic Edge podcast, where we're all about staying sharp, grounded, and living our best lives. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never getting that refill you need? Like someone's always draining your energy, time, or even your sanity? Yeah, I've been there too. That's why today we're diving into a crucial topic, setting healthy boundaries with others. Think of boundaries as invisible lines we draw around ourselves to protect our well-being, our values, and our time. Without them, we can end up feeling overwhelmed, resentful, and like we're constantly walking on eggshells. Trust me, it's not a good look, and it definitely doesn't feel great either. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kinda harsh, Dylan. Not at all. Think of it more as self-love in action. You wouldn't let just anyone into your home without asking, right? Same goes for your energy, your time, and your emotional space. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything, it's about being intentional with how you show up and who you allow into your inner circle. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what's important to you. What values are non-negotiable? What makes you feel drained or disrespected? Take some time for introspection, journal, meditate, talk it out with a trusted friend, and figure out your deal breakers. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your boundaries, don't be afraid to speak up. Communicate them clearly and directly to the people in your life. Be assertive but respectful. You can say things like, I really appreciate you asking, but I'm not comfortable sharing that information right now, or I need some time alone tonight to recharge. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Start with small boundaries in areas where you feel comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment at work, declining a social invitation that doesn't align with your energy levels, or taking back control of your phone time. 4. Practice saying no. This is probably the hardest part for a lot of us, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. You have the right to protect your time and energy. 5. Don't apologize excessively. When you set a boundary, own it. You don't need to apologize profusely for taking care of yourself. A simple thank you for understanding is usually enough. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle too much and everything starts to feel overwhelming? Yeah, setting boundaries can be like having an extra pair of hands helping you stay balanced and focused on what truly matters. Let me share a quick example. Imagine a friend constantly calls you last minute, needing advice or just someone to vent to. While you care about them, it throws off your whole schedule and leaves you feeling drained. You can set a boundary by saying something like, Hey friend's name, I love catching up with you, but I usually need my evenings free to recharge. Maybe we could schedule a regular time to talk each week so I can be fully present. This lets them know your needs while still maintaining the friendship. So remember, setting boundaries is about prioritizing yourself, your values, and your well-being. It's not about pushing people away. It's about creating healthy, respectful relationships that allow everyone to thrive. Ready to level up your life? Start by taking a few minutes today to reflect on what boundaries you need in different areas of your life, work, friendships, family, even with yourself. Then, start small, communicate clearly, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. You've got this. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little boundary setting boost. See you tomorrow for another Daily Stoic Edge episode. Stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep on crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.